My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Boys and girls, listen up. You can be anything.
Sports Radio 92.9 the game.com on this nothing comes easy. It takes day before practice, like the last day of summer on this Sunday morning. I ain't asked you in a while, man. How you doing?
All right. Yeah, man.
You're right there.
Hey.
Ain't going there, pal. I ain't asked Noelle either how she doing. A guy who spends a lot of time up in New York. Hopefully we will have his perspective on a number of things during this segment, because we don't know exactly where to go with JR. Friend of the show, a neighbor, right? He right around the corner. And, you know, we're going to leave him, let him decide where we go first. But first of all, as always, JR, thank you for getting up from JR Sports Brief.
Morning.
You can hear on Infinity Sports from 6 until 10, correct? I get it right?
That's right. You got it. We are neighbors. You're right. And I've been up a long time. I've been up for quite a few hours, so it feels like afternoon to me.
So here's what we do with you, because, again, I thought of a couple things. Sam thought of a couple things that we could talk about. We'll let you decide where you want to go first, whether it's college football, the Falcons, Braves, and your love of Olympics / Special Olympics / we know Paralympics are going on right now. So wherever you would like to touch first, the floor is yours. And we'll be right there
with
you.
Well, man, I wish I was in Paris. I tell you that much right now. I wish I was in Paris.
What did I say, Sam? That,
no, you said he was there.
That's what
you
I said.
You mean he's not there?
No, I was surprised that JR was not there, man. And I know Special Olympics your thing, but listen, this all sort of works together. You know, athletes with special needs, that's in your wheelhouse. I love that, too. And was there an opportunity for you to get over there or, you know, just...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Be a part of what's going on?
Not for this year. Like I said, I'd have loved to have been in Paris right now and supporting all the Paralympics and everybody going on. But I'm here in Georgia waiting on a football season like everybody else, watching everything going on with between Tech and good to see, the Bulldogs get started yesterday. Everything is good, man. I'm just waiting to see what the Falcons do. I expect a good 10-plus wins.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Look at this. He threw that out there with a number, folks. Spend the time on the WaveFort.com hotline with JR Sports Brief. He is social. You can find him at JR Sports Brief, at JR Sports Brief. Man, follow him. He's got all kind of stuff happening. Now, let's talk about the college football game a little bit because, you know, we saw Georgia Tech get the win over Florida State, you know, last week. To me, the story is at Georgia Tech is, yeah, they worked the transfer portal, but they retained a lot of guys, you know, from last season. Are we seeing an importance on that? A lot of people are moving around and teams are like, got so much new. Florida State, I think, can still be a great team this season. It's just too early. And we kind of saw that, I think, the other night with Colorado. You know, they had a North Dakota State team that almost came and took their lunch money. But because there's so much, you know, change with the team, it takes a minute for that to take place. And if you go up against a tough opponent opening up that has their identity, they know who they are, it can end up being a rough night for you.
Yeah, I mean, we see now. I mean, college football right now might as well be the off season might as well be free agency when it comes down to the off season. And so when you have the ability to pull and grab folk out of the transfer portal, it can be a gift or a curse. I mean, we see it with Clemson. Dabo Sweeney has been slow to really embrace the transfer portal. He's gonna have to catch up with the times before he get left behind. And to see Tech be able to, you know, kind of grow last season into this year is a good thing. And I think it's all about momentum. If you got momentum and you got a reputation, I think you can grow. Obviously, now the players, they want to make money. They want to know where the money coming from. But if they have an opportunity, they're going to grow. So I think Tech is in a good spot right now to be able to continue to grow. I mean, they have positive momentum on their side right now.
And when you talk about the national powers in college football, does it begin and end over there in Athens for you?
I think it does. I think here in Athens and then also Ohio State, those are the top two teams that I look at. And it's really about the talent. It's about the power, and it goes back to momentum. I think if you can bring in players and if you can be attractive and you can say, hey, you can make money and win a championship, I think that's what pulled folks in. I mean, Carson Beck, to be able to continue what he's doing, he's going to be one of the top QBs that's taken in the draft next year. That's positive momentum, and I expect the Bulldogs to continue on. I mean, we know they're going to make the playoff, and so we just got to wait to see what happens come January.
Yep, they could be playing. You know, the season could begin in the building downtown. It could end in the building downtown, folks. We're spending time with JR Sport Brief. All right, we talk some college football with you. Next week, National Football League kicks off. And as I described it earlier, the Atlanta Falcons are going to be kind of a little bit like a box of Cracker Jacks. We haven't seen any of the core of this team on the field in a game this preseason. We're going to see how that rolls out against Pittsburgh. That's they got their own quandary as far as quarterback position goes.
Yeah, they do. I mean, we know Russell Wilson is going to get the start. It's going to be interesting to see what Fields out of Kennesaw do. Back home, we know they're going to have some packages for him. It's just a matter of how much we see Fields, out on that grass at Mercedes-Benz. But the fact is, it's going to be a massive disappointment if the Falcons don't walk away with a victory to start the season. I mean, there's so much momentum behind the team with the new additions. There's no more who's the QB and who's on defense. I mean, they brought in so much talent. there has to be a W. I expect a W next week, you know, down at the Benz. The Falcons should be in store for a good season. They should win the division and go to the playoffs. And, I mean, we should just see what happens after that.
Those additions they made on defense, kind of like weighing in your summation?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. You think about bringing in Simmons, and, you know, it used to be Grady Jarrett, and then what help does Grady have? And then you move into the defensive backs, into the next level. You go, hey, what type of help is that? And we know Terrell, he just got his contract, and they bring in Simmons, and then you bring in Judon, somebody who hopefully, especially in a contract year, you want to tell me that man looking for the money is not going to get more than 10 sacks? I mean, this is what the Falcons have needed for a long time. So the defense, the offense, they should definitely make some moves.
All right, JR, listen, we're going to make you put on another hat and talk about these Braves as we get ready for playoffs right around the corner, entering into September. I don't know how much you've been watching this team, but how are you feeling about these guys? They sit right now in the last position as far as wild card. All things being equal, and if they stay healthy with this patchwork mash unit that they got going on, how do you feel about them entering the playoffs?
Well, everything is all about health, and Major League Baseball playoffs is so crazy. Everything really boils down to who's going to go on a run by the time you get to the end of September into October. And, I mean, who would have thought last year that we would have seen the Rangers and the Diamondbacks? Nobody. And then even those two teams, they've gone on their runs up and down throughout the season. Diamondbacks pretty hot right now. But then when you think about the Braves, as you said, it's all about health. I mean, it's folks going down and people coming up. But I tell you, when I think about the postseason, I want to say, hey, who do you have to throw on that mound coming out the gate? And Chris Sale has been absolutely amazing as a reclamation project. And so if they can get the bats healthy, you know, we know Riley is out right now, and what his status looks like in another month or 2 months is to be seen. But, you know, everybody got a chance when you get into the postseason. And the first thing is, who can you put on that mound to help hold you down? And the Braves certainly have it.
Look and see what happens with that. I mean, they got Philadelphia, another game with them tonight. You know, trying to reel them in, though, that's the one thing you watch for, is the pitching with this team. And you mentioned Chris Sale and what he did. You know, that's the thing they lost early on. And you wonder why that's, because once you get to the playoffs, it comes down to the pitching. They're facing Aaron Nola tonight. You know what you're going to get with him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be tough. There's nothing easy. You think about the whole NL. I mean, even if we go out to California, I mean, the Dodgers, their pitching staff has been patchwork, I feel like, for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, they got a guy they paying $700 million in Ohtani. He can't even go out there and throw the ball right now. He's just doing everything with his bat right now.
And so, his legs too.
Oh my goodness. 43
yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. Listen, that was my story of the summer, JR. We kind of went over, you know, Sam and I earlier talked about, now that it's, you know, getting in the fall, what is your takeaway from the summer as far as sports? And for me, the Olympics are an easy one. That's low-hanging fruit. But I'm talking about as a player, what we're watching right now, I don't know that I want to put it in the same category with Deion and Bo, but they took away one of the things that made this dude an all-star as far as pitching, and yet he's still making people's mouths go open this year with what he's done running-wise and still at the plate.
Well, I mean, Ohtani, he got more gas in the tank. He don't have to throw that ball now.
Yeah, and he's the best. So I'm just saying, that's been an amazing summer for me. And I'm looking forward to the youth that the NBA is going to put on display next year.
The youth and what? Youth like who?
Like the young players that we saw. Anthony Edwards, you got Ja Morant coming back.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So those guys who got a little bit of exposure this year, but yet, you know, you had the Giants still there. And by the way, congratulations to Seth Curry's agent. $63 million for 1 year.
He's gonna be 39 years old. He's gonna be 39 years old making that 62.
I mean, really? Wow. And he would have got more, but there's a rule in it. If you are gonna be 38 in the period in which your contract lands, you can only do 1 year deals. So they assigned him for four.
You can't be old.
So anyway, JR, listen, we're not done with you. We gotta get you back here more often, buddy, but we can't thank you enough on this holiday weekend for getting up and joining us.
Always great catching up, man.
Always a pleasure. You guys have a great Sunday. Thank you so much.
There you go. JR Sports Brief. Catch it. It is in Affinity Sports. You can catch it from 6 until 10 p.m. nightly right around here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.